Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio, with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, hello. I'm so excited to be here. I hope you're well. I'm Amy Tamman. I'm a psychic, a life coach, and a healer, and I provide my clients with one-on-one work and programs to help them live a fulfilling, satisfying, joyful, peaceful, abundant, magical life. And so if there is something that you are looking to create or something that you desire, or maybe you want more peace of mind or you want a healthier partnership, I can help. You can find me again at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, I don't have a headset today, which is largely a part of my topic, so I have to actually hold the phone. So I'm going to try to get in and out pretty quickly here. So the topic today, the soulful power of saying no. And I'm actually going to look at this at a very different angle than you traditionally see when you talk about the power of saying no. Most of the time, it's good to say no, yes. And, some of the gurus I follow, say no more than you say yes. Okay, we get all that. I'm going to talk about saying no for highly intuitive people, people who really do rely on the divine to guide them. And specifically when you are in a situation when you're getting the message to say no. And I don't think that we're afraid to say no, right? I think that we know to follow our intuition because it works, right? It's another part of what gets triggered that shows up as a result of saying no. So when I backtrack on my no, a problem will show up. And I'm far enough along in my journey with my intuition that when it says no, I honor that. And I'll say no, whether it's a situation or to another person or in a decision-making process. When I get that no, I own it in that moment. But the very human part of me will backtrack often. Not all the time, but more than I prefer. And as I get older, the repercussions of that backtracking just seem to get so much bigger. The stakes are so much higher. So I wanted to do a show for other intuitive people and how to stay firm on that no. So, and why you feel compelled to backtrack after you've said no, or you've made the decision that it's a no, and then you're going to kind of backtrack on it. It's really a mindset programming. It's coming from that place of woundedness that causes me to backtrack, and it's always rooted in what I am now calling being too nice. And I've just designed a program, a healing circle for other people who find themselves being too nice. And I'll tell you why in a moment. It's a 4-week program. Starts October 27th, 2016, and taught by phone. So no matter where you are in the world, you can take it. It's called Politely Powerful and How to Cure the Curse of Being Too Nice. And now the curse word is just for marketing purposes. I don't believe that there is a curse. I do think that there is a pattern of belief that starts to feel like a curse. And even as I was deciding to use that word, all the various definitions of curse, one is that it just seems like a plague of bad luck. And I know for me, when I backtrack on a no, it's going to be all bad. All bad. So I don't think that we're afraid of saying no. I think we are afraid of the results of saying no. The too nice part of us gets triggered And the messages might be, they won't love me, they won't like me, they'll think ill of me, they won't care about me, I might miss out on something, what if another opportunity doesn't show up and this is the best that I can get? All of the limited beliefs, and I don't even want to say it's my spirit guides are jumping in and they're saying it's going further than a belief, because if you've followed my work, I've talked a lot about limiting beliefs. It's a woundedness. It's coming from that child in you that feels unlovable. And so as a result, that little kid in us goes above and beyond and goes into being too nice mode, which only creates drama and problems and unnecessary stress strain. I wrote it all in on the page for the program. Check it out. Go to my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click the header for Politely Powerful, and they'll tell you all about the program. And it's designed to help you heal that wounding that keeps you from doing what you know is right. And so we say often, I don't even know what I wrote here. Yeah, I don't know what I'm at. I have so much going on around this too niceness. It's so exciting to me because when I was doing my own spiritual work around this, and I've had a kind of back-to-back situation show up around where this too nice part of me is overriding my intuitive knowing, and then the fallout of that. And so I really went into spiritual work around it. And I was like, God, what's going on here? You know, I feel like, you know, a lot of this I thought had been healed. And I had healed it from one angle, but I hadn't really dealt with the root cause. So if you're on the path and you're highly intuitive and you're really trusting that and you're finding that you always find a way of going against that, it's probably because you're caught in the too nice. Because who doesn't want to be loved? Who doesn't want to be accepted? Who doesn't want to be in community? Who doesn't want to be liked? And there's this belief for us too nice folk that our yes makes us likable, lovable, a part of a team. And and yes, you got to say yes to life. That's one thing. And I think this is where the programming gets, the mindset work comes in, is that yes doesn't mean you're saying yes to everything. You still have to honor your truth, and you still have to be grounded in who you are. I took a Sunday. I've been doing this whole new ritual around Sundays where it's really dedicated to joy. And I set the intention that it's joy. And joy might show up as restfulness. It might show up as you know, socializing. It might show up as cooking a really delicious meal. But a real commitment to joy. And so it showed up this week where I needed some time. I needed to just be silent. So I was binge watching the Million Dollar, God, I don't even know, Patty Singer show on Wii. And she's brilliant. A client had told me that she had gone from Bravo to We, and so I was binge watching all of these episodes. And so my husband was having a computer issue, and his workstation is set up in our common area, so we were in the same space. And so he had gotten my old laptop to try to make his computer work. I don't know, it's exchange of equipment. I told you my husband's a MacGyver type. And so that wasn't working the way he wanted it to. And then he turned to me and he's like, can I use your laptop? And my intuition, I was just in this place where my intuition was like, no, you know, and in the place where I could just say it. Like, I didn't question it. I was just like, I'm so tired right now. No, you know, and so he accepted that, and he went on. He was doing this work, and then about 2 hours later, he would be like, "Hey, can I? Come on, if I could just use your laptop," and I was like, "No, because this is how I make my living. And if anything goes wrong, then we're down three computers. So I felt it was in the best interest to say no. And so he got a little squirmy about it. And my husband's a very conscious guy, so he didn't react negatively. But he did get a little squirmy. And for a second, my little too nice was triggered. But I was like, no, I'm even too tired to engage my too nice. So, and then about 2 hours later, he said the same thing. It was 10 episodes of television, so I was on the couch for a long time. And so he's like, hey, you know, can I just use your computer? And at this point, he was frustrated, but clearly frustrated with the process. He loves his computer. And for it to not be working was really distressing to him. And about that time, I had made plans to go out for meditation outside as the sun was setting. And so I said no. And then I went out for my meditation. And I was coming back. And then, you know, it's like the moment you get really clear about something, the meditation time had been really clear and really healing and had brought forward a lot of groundedness. And then my too nice snuck in there. And so I'm walking back to our unit, and immediately I'm like, well, you know, he loves his computer, and what if I could really be of service to him, Spirit? And you know, am I denying? And am I being, you know, all the things that the too nice voice does? And so I went to Spirit, you know, and I said, okay, I need some clarity around this. And the message I got back was just ask him questions. I didn't get you know, they had already told me no. But then they said ask questions. And so I came in, and the first thing I said to him was, I didn't even know what to say. I was just like, what do you need it for, right? And I think he didn't hear me at all. That's how great Spirit is. If you really are a person that suffers from the too nice bug, if you really give it over to Spirit, they're going to show up for you. So I love that. They'll create kind of dissonance in communication. And so he didn't hear me, but he winds up telling me that, oh, he figured out what the problem was, and it wasn't what he thought all day. And, you know, all the time, energy, and effort he had been putting into, you know, the approach he was using wasn't even what needed to get done, and the computer was back up and working. Give it to Spirit. If you find yourself, you've been told no, and that's just one particular situation that really worked out well for me, but I had another one prior to that that did not, and has created a great deal of grief and stress and legal issue for me. And all of it came down to, I was sitting talking to my attorney, and it all came down to, I didn't trust my no. That too nice voice kicks in and overrides what my intuition had told me. And so there it was. I was in this situation, and it's fine. It's nothing, not a huge deal. Unnerving, because that too nice part of me doesn't like conflict, and how to be powerful in your no. So if you are getting a no on a situation intuitively, trust that and take the pause. Just like as I started, my too nice started to kick in as I was walking back from my meditation, take a pause. I didn't engage and say, oh my God, I'm going to just go ahead and let him use the computer. I took a moment and I said, let's stop. Let me go to Spirit on it. So take the pause and be in the experience of that no. Go to Spirit, get quiet, and that may require that you end a conversation, both digitally and verbally. I know the situation I'm dealing with on the legal side, it was all over text message. It was so ridiculous. And I remember even then saying, Spirit telling me, stop, stop. And so trust that and stop. Give yourself the respect to stop and say, okay, I'm getting intuitively no on this, but there's still this part of me that wants to say yes. Let me sit and see where that's coming from. If you are intuitively getting the message that you need to say no, but that too nice bug gets a hold of you, then I want you to ask yourself the following questions. And I want to be clear here on this. As you ask yourself these questions, and you're really asking them to your higher self, to your intuition, and when that too nice bug kicks in, it's very easy to misinterpret or not hear the messages of your higher self and your intuition. So you got to get centered. You know, I had just come out of meditation, so it was easy for me to kind of rein in my two nights. But if you are struggling, you have to take the break. And you can. There is nothing that's an immediate emergency. Even if you're in negotiation about something, nothing is an immediate emergency. You can give yourself the time and respect. It's really about respect, respecting yourself, loving yourself, to say, okay, I need a minute to sit with this. And then go into asking yourself these questions. Will saying yes be in alignment with my values and what matters to me? And again, that too nice voice will try to fool you. and it'll come up with some crazy bullshit. And it'll be a lot of words and it'll be convoluted. The intuition is always concise and always the messages feel simple. And logical almost. Next, will saying yes come with any risk? And am I willing to accept the risk? With a computer, no. I am on track. I buy computers every 2 years for my business in January. It's like Christmas time in January for Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And so that's the plan. And so this computer still has to get to January. And so I did not want to assume that risk. Next, will saying yes open the door to being taken advantage of? And that one, the too nice bug is always going to be like, it'll make excuses for people. Oh, they don't mean it. They're trying. Oh, you know, they're just, I know they have that childhood wound. I have a childhood wound. And no, you got to call a spade, and your intuition, when you trust your intuition, it will call a spade, and it will say to you, yes, this person's probably trying to take advantage of you. No questions asked. Or they are taking advantage of you. Or they are crossing a boundary. And so it's so imperative that you get still, you get quiet, you go into a quiet, peaceful state of mind to the very best of your ability. And that may be just getting out of the environment, getting out of the situation, putting the phone down, taking some deep breaths, giving yourself 3 days. You know, this legal situation, I gave myself 3 days to really sit with it, to really go within and really trust spirit and really do my work, so that I could be in a place where I could clearly hear my intuition. And then lastly, will saying yes take me closer or further from my goal? Will saying yes take me further or closer to my goal? Yeah. 9 times out of 10, you're getting the message to say no. Because whatever it is that's being asked of you, or whatever it is that would occur, it could even be as simple as somebody asking you to hang out, and you're getting a no on that. Something about that experience that you can't see or even fully understand is going to take you further from your goal. So when too nice kicks in, that's where you have to look at the yeses. Okay, well, saying yes, how will it make me feel? What will the results be? And then again, what's so amazing about the intuition, that it'll click in and it'll show you. It'll show you, okay, if you say yes, this is what's going to show up. If you say yes, this is the potential result of this. If you say yes, this is the energy that's you'll be dealing with as a result of that. And again, I cannot stress this enough, is that when you're going through these questions, that too nice will trigger the fear, right? Because too nice bug is all fear-based. Fear, 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 fear. Fear of not being loved, fear of not being accepted, fear of not being respected, fear of someone calling you names. Fear, 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 fear. And fear, as I mentioned a few weeks back, is one of the main things that block us from hearing our intuition. So if your intuition's fired, said no, two nights kicks in saying, oh no, take a break, pray about it. I think sometimes when we're in that space, we think, oh, well, God's too busy. The angels are too busy. They're dealing with national disasters and, you know, hurricanes and people dying. I can't bug them with my old childhood wound right now. That's such a load of crap. They want to help you. They can be everywhere simultaneously. So you're just as valuable as someone across the country who is potentially losing their home. All is a part of this great cosmic thing that we're doing here on this planet. And so you not praying over your situation is dimming the light of the planet. It's actually, I heard a teacher say this morning, I was listening to something, that's actually being pretty selfish. Because when you are healed, you help heal the planet. And so if you are going through a situation where you're not sure, get on your knees, metaphorically. If you do need to get on your knees and that's a part of your spiritual practice, then do so. But just, God, I need your help right now. Angels, I need your help right now. Spirit guides, universe, I need your help right now. And give yourself the time. I want to emphasize that you need to take the pause. Give yourself the time to find your center, get clear about what your intentions are, give yourself the opportunity to try on your future. So if I say yes to this, what will be the result? Your intuition will show you. And most likely, probably 100% of the time, after you do that, you will feel more confident about your no, and you'll be able to hold to that firmly. Even as, like in the situation with my husband, it keeps showing up, please, please, please. And I know you want to be of service. You want to help. You never want to feel like someone is suffering. I totally get it. I'm right there with you. But you got to take care of you. And sometimes the human mind will ask things of us that we can't fulfill. That maybe they're not seeing clearly, like my husband was not seeing clearly, but doesn't mean we have to run in there and help and rescue and go against our own intuitive knowing of what is right. So trust your no, and be willing to pray and meditate and go to God and trust yourself and pray on it and pray on it and contemplate and weigh and take as long as you need so that you can feel confident and fulfilled in your no. Now, I really want to work on that wounding that triggers the two nights, so that's why I've created this course. And it's a healing circle. And I want us to minimize the voice of the too nice. And this course isn't for everybody. Not everybody has the too nice bug. I think more people have it than they're willing to admit. But if you think you're in a situation where your too nice kicks in, I'm not talking about nice. Being a nice person is awesome. Too nice is detrimental. And if you are a person that finds yourself in situations where you're like, my best intention was laid out in front of me, and how did it go wayward? Probably have a little bit of a too nice bug. And so I have this program to help you really work on that wounding, to work on the self-esteem aspect so that you can feel kind and loving while still being incredibly powerful in who you are. And so if that seems of interest to you, check out intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, click Politely Powerful, 4-week program. And even if you're not available for it, it's a healing circle. So all of the calls will be recorded, and you don't have to be on the line. It's just going to be pretty much me talking the whole call. And you can listen to it at a later time when it's most convenient to you. And what I'm going to do on that call is really work you through some of the processes that I've used over the years to really increase my self-confidence, to increase my self-esteem, to remind myself that loving myself is number one above all, and to really go to spirit. It will be a very spirit-driven, spirit-forward class in which we are calling our guides and our angels forward to help us clear this energy. So it's a mix of the practical and the very, 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 very powerful healing processes that we can do spiritually with our guides to really clear out that energy so that we can stand boldly and confidently in who we are. So if that seems of interest, check it out. I am so excited about this course, and I feel like it is my divine calling to teach this lesson, not just for all of you, but for myself as well. So until next time, if you like this program, please consider reviewing it on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever platform you've found it on. And follow the show on Blog Talk Radio if you listen on Blog Talk Radio. And tell a friend. Tell a friend. And drop me little love notes. I love reading them if you found any of this helpful. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.